Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Brad Huskin. Brad is, this is his 15th anniversary. Brad, did you know that?
15th anniversary with Mr. Blasingame.
With me, that's right.
Absolutely.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, we know what his ERA is. We know his on-base percentage. We know how many walks he's gotten and how many times he's been hit. We've got all that information. But 15 years ago, this last week, you joined me for the first time.
Wow, and I was only 15 then.
That's right. You were just a baby, just a pup.
And, okay, I lied about that.
But anyway, thanks for 15 great years, and we appreciate it very much. Thanks for being one of our founding members of the Brain Trust. Brad is the author of several books on selling, including Munchies for Salespeople. He's one of the top sales experts in the world, especially with regard to retail, right? You specialize in business to consumer, don't you?
Yeah, we do. A large portion of our business is retailers and dealing with retail business owners and managers and helping them set up systems of accountability and tracking some numbers and some stats so they're running their business based on factual information, not based on opinion, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then training the staff on how to be the professionals that their customers expect them to be and that they'd always hope they could be.
What is one of the main areas that you're teaching, you're helping these folks deal with?
Well, from a management perspective, one of the main areas is putting in what I call non-negotiable standards, because all great businesses have non-negotiable sales and customer service standards. And the example I use is if your FedEx guy showed up tomorrow and he's wearing brown pants and brown shirt, he's not going to be your FedEx guy.
No, that's right. That's right.
And to go into a retail store and not have a customer sincerely thanked and invited back and, not answering the phone properly because that's a first impression. And, it's all those little things that add up to be great big things in the overall picture of how a business
is. And, what's interesting is to some people, if they're young especially, those things don't seem important because they haven't had the training yet. And when you talk to them about it, sometimes they try to make you feel like you're being an old fogey.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so how do you deal with that, Brad?
Well, I just try to tell them that there's a better way to do things. And
you know what I'm talking about, though, right? I mean,
oh, sure, yeah.
And when you're saying it, it sounds like a small thing, because it ought to be automatic. It ought to be. It's not hard to do. It's the reason why it sounds like a small thing, but there are certain things that are, as you say, they're non-negotiable.
Yeah, and I'm sure your listeners can relate to this, but I can't tell you how many times I've spent money with somebody only to get the response, I say thank you very much, and they say, not a problem.
Oh.
And now I'm thinking, what, was I some kind of problem?
Was there a problem? No, yeah, I wrote an article called No Problem is a Problem.
Exactly. And just saying not a problem to a customer is just unacceptable to me. And they better feel like a confetti cannon just went off in their heads that you're so appreciative that they did any business with you.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the television show The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And uh-huh. Sheldon has this, Sheldon says something and Penny says, why do you do that? And the other guys go nuts because they don't want her to ask him that question because they know what he's going to do. My family is that way with me when I'm in a restaurant and a waiter or a waitress says no problem. They all go, oh no, here it comes,
because
they know I'm going to have a word with this guy about saying no problem.
So they're calling you Sheldon now?
That's right. Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah, that's me. But seriously, I mean, it's why, Brad? Why don't companies train their people not to do that? Why don't they then also train them how to say thank you?
Well, that's one of the big mysteries of the world, and if I had the answer to that, I'd probably be retired living on a beach in the Caribbean.
Do you know that if one fast food company eradicated no problem, and or here you go,
or
your food's in the bag. Hope you don't choke on it or whatever. Right. If they converted that into thank you, please come back and see us sometime. If one of them did that and eradicated the other thing, they'd have more business and they'd know what to do with. People would want to come back.
Well, and that's a funny story I tell. I was going through a drive-through at one of the fast food places, and the first window, the guy had no personality, just typical, experience. Next window, young lady says, thank you very much. Hope you have a great day today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I said, well, thank you very much. And I'm driving away, and I thought, what just happened there? This young lady said, see you tomorrow. And
yeah.
I said, okay, I've got a date.
Oh, yeah.
To go back.
If you go to Popeye's, they call you honey.
Exactly.
Hey, honey.
Welcome to Bose.
Let me take your order, honey. I like it.
I like it, too.
But it puts a smile on people's faces, and it makes people like you and me talk about them.
It does, because I don't care how much money you make or how little money you make. You want to have a good time getting rid of it.
Does it amaze you that what we're talking about, this mistake people are making, it happens in small businesses all the time?
It really
does. The one thing that we have the ability to deliver a special sauce about our personalities. The one thing we can do that big companies can't do, and we blow it. Why is that?
Well, and I say to people, the only thing that differentiates you from any of your competition, whether it be a big box or a major chain or whoever it is that human being that's standing there dealing with your customers. And if that person isn't trained to do the right thing, then you're losing money. Because you know as well as I do, you upset one customer and they're going on to another 20.
Is it possible that that a customer might not have been a problem until they got there and we created a problem?
It's very possible.
When we come back, can we talk about that?
Sure.
Problem customers, regardless of who created them, with our good friend Brad Huskin, after these messages. Tintail, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.